NPR's business news begins with television the day after tomorrow. All those political ads on TV and radio, billions of dollars worth, are about to come to an end, which, if you're a TV station, raises the question of what will take their place. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
This year, political spending will reach an all-time high. The Center for Responsive Politics puts the figure at about $6 billion. More than half of that has gone into TV ads for president and everything else.
Career politicians, they're like pigs feeding at the trough. All they do is throw mud at each other.
What is 37-year politician Sherrod Brown hiding with his negative ads?
A prosecutor who has made a career out of protecting families because of this experience.
But come tomorrow, the ads stop. And that makes Jim Rowe, sales director for the NBC affiliate in Seattle, happy, or at least relieved.
It is a really tough balancing act between handling those political advertisers, which are very important, relative to our base of advertisers that are with us year in, year out.
And Rose says those traditional advertisers selling new cars, beverages, consumer products, and fashion typically don't come back in force until the post-election noise dies down.
Many TV stations will take whatever leftover time they have to use it to promote their own stations or different causes that they have that they choose to embrace.
But the mainstream advertisers won't stay off the air for long. Indeed, they're likely to be back next week. So instead of political ads, you'll be hearing this.
Don't miss the magic at the JCPenney After Thanksgiving Sale. Doors open at 5 a.m. for incredible savings.
The holiday shopping season is just around the corner. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.